You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's our pleasure to welcome in National Baseball Insider Seth Everett. How are you this afternoon, Seth?
What is going on? How are you, boys?
We're doing well. We finally have some movement in Major League Baseball free agency. It only took until the second week of spring training before Lance Lynn and Jake Arrieta finally found a deal and a team
that would give him Neil Walker.
That's right. He ends up with the Yankees. Still, though, Seth, are you surprised by the market value that was deemed for these guys after a long offseason?
Well, to throw back, and I apologize if I'm going to sound repetitive to you, but for listeners that didn't get a chance to hear last week's segment, this is a bigger problem. It is a big problem. It is something that the union is digging their heels in for, and there is going to be a fight about this. The way the metrics have changed, the way players are evaluated, I mean, there's been such an emphasis on prospects and, you know, designing guys that can fill specific roles and specific positions that once they become free agent eligible, they're no longer welcome. And it's something that's going to continue. I thought Jake Arrieta was going to have to sing for a supper. I said that to you guys, and, you know, I'm standing by that. A three-year deal, that's surprising because he had wanted four with an option for a fifth, so he conceded. And the Phillies are going for it. I give them a lot of credit. The Phillies, there's a couple of teams that are going to make headway this year, and they're going to take advantage of this new metric. And the union doesn't like any of it.
Well, that's too bad for them.
That's going to be a problem. You know that if the union and the league do not get along,
it doesn't.
It's going to hamper the growth. And they have had labor peace for a very long time.
It doesn't matter. Look, because next offseason, Harper's going to get paid a boatload, Kershaw's going to get paid a boatload, and everything's going to go back to the way it was. That's what this is. And if I'm wrong, I'll say I'm wrong. If Bryce Harper is out there come spring training and nobody's willing to pay that guy a lot of money, and Kershaw's out there and all this other stuff, then I'll go, okay, well, there's going to be a big problem. There's going to be a strike. But striking over Jake Arrieta and Yu Darvish seems pretty stupid.
No. All I'm saying is look at the bigger picture. The conversations that we have had about the emphasis of home runs, strikeouts, and walks has diminished the value of Neil Walker.
Sure.
It has diminished the value of Jake Arrieta. That has happened. Look at the deal Mike Moustakas got. He had a send-off in Kansas City. And now he's back for 1 year just to sing for his supper. The Rockies are reluctantly bringing back Carlos Gonzalez, who 2 years ago was an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fascinating change. It's not just Bryce Harper and Manny Machado and Clayton Kershaw.
If you were the Brewers, would you have given the same money to Arrieta?
Sure. 3 years. I wanted two with a club option. That's what I think I said on your show, two with a mutual option.
Right.
But that's my offer. You know what I'm saying? If he comes back and says three guaranteed, okay. I didn't want him for four. And that's what he had been asking for. His representation had said at the very beginning of the offseason he was looking for five. And then they changed it right around the winter meetings to four. And I had said on your show back in November, I wouldn't touch him for 4 years. I don't want him for more than two. But I think that if you have to give him the third, look, that's the nature of guaranteed money.
Yeah, so I thought there was a little bit too much money for the Milwaukee Brewers. Most people talk about, you look at the year that he had last year, didn't start off well, then I think he ended in the second half played well. I just don't know how much you're going to – what will he – is he 32? In the end of the deal, he'll be 35. Will he still have it at 35?
I don't think he will. I mean, I'm on record as saying I think his best days are behind him.
So why would you give him $75 million then, Seth?
Because I think he's a difference maker for a team that's a contender. See, Jake Arrieta's impact on the Brewers would be greater than his impact on the Phillies.
For sure.
You know
Correct.
What I'm saying?
Yes, no doubt.
So that's the logic. That's why. And you say, is he worth $75 million? Look, I say this to athletes with the utmost respect.
Mm-hmm.
What are any of these guys worth?
Well, thanks.
You know
I appreciate
how do,
that, sir.
How do we discuss worth?
Yeah.
Because when we're talking about that, it is a small percentage for what owners make on these franchises.
Well, Seth, it's kind of like women, and beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I get so nervous when you go there, but okay.
So does everybody else on the show. Yeah. Hey, what about Alex Cobb? Because we were debating Alex Cobb a little bit earlier in the show as far as what he is in a champion type rotation.
He's a two. He's a two in a good rotation. I think he can help. I think what the Brewers are looking at, and they think that Jimmy Nelson will be their midseason acquisition. That when he's back, what are they saying? June right. is an optimistic June, July. I think that's their midseason move, and they are counting on the Wade Miley's and the Ulys Chacin's. They're counting on those guys to be consistent. I think that this is going to be a question mark going into the season, and there's been so much talk about the additional offense, and I'm not trying to rain on that parade. I love both moves. I have said on the record I loved the Yelich move and I loved the Lorenzo Cain move. However, every team in baseball scores. So you're going to have to do something else that differentiates you from the rest of your division. And the Cardinals are good. The Cubs are still the class of the division. It's a fight. And that's why I understand when fans see all these free agents out there and saying, can we just get one of these? Because this is what I think. This is my interpretation of the Brewer fan. Screw the rest of baseball. Let's just win. Because a lot of people for a lot of years thought the NBA had two good teams, but in Oakland, all they cared about was that one of them was them.
Hey, Seth, right. what do you think of Alex Cobb? Because I looked at his numbers after a couple people said that he might be good enough to be a number one or a number two in good rotation.
He just said he's the number two in a World Series champion rotation.
You think he's that good? Number two in a World Series championship rotation?
I didn't say World Series champion. I said number two on a contending rotation.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. Yeah.
And in baseball, with the addition of the second wild card, contending is anywhere from 85 plus wins.
And we, because he's in Tampa Bay and they're never on national TV and really who's trying to watch Rays games, I don't think that we really, I'll admit, grasped how good a pitcher he was. Can you compare him to somebody else in terms of the style that he takes to the mound game in and game out?
Well, he's a guy, he's got, nice stuff. He's more of a command guy than anything else. He's a guy that, he only pitches ahead of the count. I'm trying to think of a middle rotation guy that kind of reminds you of Alex Cobb. I would say he's not as good as Gerrit Cole. He's probably good as good as Iwakuma, the pitcher in Seattle.
Sure.
He's a solid. I'm probably being generous when I say he's a two on a contending rotation.
Better than Jimmy Nelson or not? See, that's my debate. I think they're very similar as far as I know. Okay, so he's your two behind Jimmy.
But you don't know how Jimmy Nelson responds. You don't know how fast he gets his shoulder injury is a big injury. So let's just say for the sake of the argument, pre-injury Jimmy Nelson, I'd take him. Post-injury Jimmy Nelson?
We don't know. Right. No, and that's fair. And that's my point just on this whole thing was they needed somebody better than Jimmy Nelson if they were going to have a chance to compete for this division. And they're not going to be able to get that right now. It doesn't look like. So now you're left looking at the Brewers and going, well, maybe a wild card.
No, let's see what Davies is this year. Let's see what Chacin is this year. I do think that if David Stearns knows better, and I know he's just being politically correct, so I'm not really trying to rip on him, but don't mention Gallardo in that conversation.
No.
They're moving him to the bullpen, they said, to get him to try out for the bullpen.
But I saw Stearns, I guess it was a Fox interview or something where he did, and he comes out and he says, well, we think the addition of Gallardo can add a veteran presence in our rotation. I'm like, yeah, maybe on the airplane. I don't know about on the mound.
Yeah.
That's our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett. Again, follow him on Twitter at Seth_Everett. Check out the podcast, the Hall of Justice and Sports with Friends podcast, and catch him every Monday at 3:35 or right around there, right here on the Wendy's Big Show. Seth, always appreciate it. We'll talk again next week, my friend.
Hey, just think about it this way. Richard Sherman could be coming to the Packers. You're grateful for that.
That's what we're talking about next, man. Thanks for setting it up. We appreciate it.
Oh, look at that. That's a tease. That's called radio teases, folks.
That's what it's called.
Thanks, Seth. Appreciate it. Seth Everett joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking for a simple and convenient pre-approval process for your new home, construction, or renovation loan, call Great Midwest Bank, committed to providing uniquely tailored common sense mortgage products since 1935. 5.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.